With the PhD in particle physics, Dr. Ramana wanted to dedicate his work on something more socially relevant. This led to him dedicating his research on various aspects of nuclear energy, including dealing with radioactive waste. Dr. Ramana is here with us today to talk about social issues surrounding nuclear waste.
So, what are the social challenges of dealing with nuclear waste?
The only technical solution that the engineering community has largely accepted is to build what's called a repository, essentially a deep hole inside a rock formation. The problem is that all of these have to be located somewhere, and almost anywhere there are people who live near those places. People, I think rightly, see this as contaminating their area that they live near. When they are told that these repositories are going to be safe, they would typically come back by asking some question like, if it's so safe, then why don't you bury it in Ottawa or in New York rather than come to some remote place where land is cheap and there are few people, right? The technical community is fond of saying something like, well, this, the probability of you getting cancer from this is much lower than walking on the streets and being hit by a car or something like that. These kinds of comparisons really do not make a lot of sense to most people because they're concerned not just about the probability of dying, but also about how it might affect future generations, the scale of the problem, what kind of control they have, and so on. It's very hard to get people to accept that they're going to be living near a repository.
Leading on to that, how do governments generally deal with this kind of public resistance?
So governments started off by not trying to even deal with this. Way back in the 1960s and 70s, when many of the countries first started thinking about setting up repositories, what they would basically do is look around on the map and say, here. Mm-hmm. And then they would decide that and they're going to announce it, saying, okay, here's where we're going to set up the repository. Once the announcement comes, invariably people who are there will be mad. And the government will typically go on the defense. And then eventually, in almost all cases, they were forced to abandon it. A friend of mine coined the term DADA for this: decide, announce, defend, abandon. So ever since that, in the 1990s, what countries started doing is to say, well, we're going to change, take a completely different tack. We look around the place, look at what are the possible areas where it might be safe to set up. And then we go to those communities and say, would any of you like to volunteer to do this?
Volunteer to work in the?
No, to allow your community or the area near your community to be the site for the repository. Mm-hmm. And of course, they would say exactly what you said. We are going to create lots of high-paying jobs. There's going to be a lot of tax revenue. So you might want to consider this. Mm-hmm. And that still, for the most part, hasn't worked. This certainly seems to be more successful than the previous round of decisions and announcing and defending and abandoning. Yes. But it's still not set up any operating repositories.
And what is Canada's plan for setting up waste facilities?
So Canada has went through the same process of initially announcing and then defending and abandoning plants in the 1970s. Eventually, they created something called the Nuclear Waste Management Organization, which is trying to find a site where the community might be willing to accept a nuclear waste repository. So they're left with a handful of sites they have to choose between at this point. So that's maybe sometime over the next decade.
And then to wrap it up, we want to talk about what are some of the public misconceptions about nuclear waste.
So the biggest misconception is that you can do something to the waste and stop making it being hazardous or radioactive. That property cannot really be wished away. The only way to deal with that is to actually isolate it from people, and there is no chemical or other process that can be done. So that's the most important misconception.
Well, that concludes our podcast regarding the social issues of nuclear waste. Thank you once again, Dr. Ramana, for being here with us today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you all.